When we talk about the Black Church as the heart and hearth of the Black community, Quinn Chapel AME on Chicago's South Side is the embodiment of that. It was Chicago's first African-American congregation, and it sits on the oldest piece of property continually owned by Black folks in the city. In the mid-1800s, Quinn Chapel also served as a station on the Underground Railroad. Urban historian and WBEZ contributor Sherman Dilla Thomas tells Lisa Labas about this historic church.
All right, so Quinn, AME, it's more than a house of worship in Chicago. It really is a monument to African-American history in this city.
Absolutely, Lisa. I'm glad that we're talking about it today. The late, great Chicago historian, Tamil Black, told a story about how when his family arrived to Chicago's Union Station from Birmingham, Alabama, in the early 1920s, they had very little, like most migrating families. They were told to go to Quinn Chapel because the church would provide them with financial assistance as well as resources to get their life started here in Chicago. At its height, the church was so important and so busy that the pews had to be numbered because you had to have a ticket for your dang on assigned seat. That's crazy.
That is crazy. All right. When was Quinn AME established?
The congregation itself was formed around 1844 by a small prayer group of seven people. It was officially incorporated as an AME church in 1847. The original church home, though, sadly burned in the Great Fire of 1871. Then in 1891, members started to raise funds to purchase the property that it sits on today at 2401 South Wabash.
I was doing a little bit of research on the architecture of the church. It's a gorgeous church, and it was designed by an American architect named Henry F. Starbuck, who specialized in building churches, designed a lot of churches across the country. And I understand that there are a few treasures in the AME Quinn Church.
Treasure is a great way to say it. Quinn AME sits under the second largest tin ceiling in the Midwest. The church's pipe organ is from the 1893 Columbian World's Exposition. The church pews were ordered during the Columbian World's Exposition of 1893. Yeah. One of my favorite things is the mural above the organ was painted in 1904 by Proctor Chisholm. It was one of the oldest depictions of a Black Jesus in the United States. Right. Also, the angels in the mural are actually the faces of children who attended the church at the time Mr. Chisholm was painting the mural. So I think that's cool too, right? Those images are actual people who attended the church.
Oh, I love that detail. What a good story. I love that. All right. So and into the 20th century, then Quinn AME solidified its place in the community. And it's pretty amazing the list of how many great luminaries and leaders came into that church.
It's astonishing that we don't talk about it a whole lot more. You got a church that Frederick Douglass, Susan B. Anthony, W.E.B. Du Bois, Paul Laurence Dunbar, Booker T. Washington, Ida B. Wells, they've all spoke there. President William McKinley in 1899 gave a speech there to discuss the valor of African-American soldiers, and so did President William Taft.
Oh, all right. This is an incredible church, an incredible story. Thank you so much. That's urban historian and WBEZ contributor Sherman Dilla Thomas, and we chat about Chicago history every other Tuesday. Thanks, Sherman.
Thanks, Lisa.
This is WBEZ.